You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Sixth Caribbean Baseball Cup, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Good afternoon, good day. It's a beautiful Talking Heads. Well, it's a Talking Heads Thursday. This Pearly in the house on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Hey, how y'all doing? So good to be here with you. Boy, we had a good time yesterday on when I was filling in for my good friend Zhivago. That was quite interesting. Got a couple of personal co-hosts talking about it. But that was, so what's up?
Here's how you can become a head. Brought to you by BTC.
I think I missed the cue there, Mr. Producer. I apologize. Hey, but if you want to be a talking head, call me at 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4316. Or 325-4259. 325-4259. And toll free, 242-300-5720. Yes, 242-300-5720. And you can always text me on the line powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. So I hope to hear from you. Hi, everybody out there doing. So what's going on in the heads?
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And the headline in the Guardian this morning, Minister, BPL deal will protect customers. Colby Davis elaborates on agreement for engines. Government workers deny theft charges. Columbus statue vandal pleads guilty. And MPs pay tribute to Phil Galanis. Good man. And me and him have pretty much one thing, but he's a Johnny. I went to St. John's University, and he's an alumni of St. John's. He finished a few years ahead of me. Very instrumental in getting young Bahamians up there at St. John's. He's on the board of trustees and put true patriarch to the university and led by example to a lot of us who followed in his footsteps. And we hope that the work he started in promoting St. John's University and the Bahamas, that those of us who graduated after him will be able to continue his legacy, continue his work, and continue to grow a great university. Yeah, Benedictine Catholic, a really good university. So my prayers go out to Tonya and the family, and may his soul rest in peace and for sure rise in glory. I'm in the business section. Corporate income tax tabled in the House. Law to apply only to large multinational enterprises. I think they're going to make over $800 million or something. I didn't know people in the Bahamas make that kind of money. HOA signed for $275 million Four Seasons condo hotel on PI. Ministry of Labor releases summary of white paper on labor reform. And ABM president wants legislation to facilitate local yacht brokers. Got some good news. We shared it yesterday. We shared it again today. On Saturday coming. Tomorrow. We're about to get a whole lot more interesting. Our all-new Saturday lineup is here. Beginning this Saturday, tomorrow, on Guardian Radio, the eye-opener at 9 a.m. We'll be joined by a whole new crop of shows. They are accredited from 10 Year Seniors. It's at 11 a.m. Great sports talk. Great crew. The happy hour, DeAndre Carteret at 12, the return of Tell It to Stanya with Stanya Davis at 1 p.m., all new edition of University Drive, which will now be at 2 p.m., and the new show, Our Blue Bahamas from Brief at 3 p.m. So it's a full slate of amazing shows. This is going to be every Saturday here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Make sure you tune in and join the Saturday. Now, I even ain't bring up my topic yet, and people done calling me. Sparky, what you saying? Now, Sparky, before you talk, you got to be very careful of certain things. You cannot talk.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, all right.
I've been in the game before.
All right, I give you a minute. I give you a minute and 30 seconds. I give you a minute and 30 seconds. Let me hear what you got to say, bro.
I say I've been in the game for you.
I hear you.
I've been in the game before.
I hear you.
Before Hubert Ingram opened up there, they used to have a Speak Up talk show on ZNS.
Yeah, I remember it. I remember it as a little boy.
Yeah, Spice was Forbes and Steve McKinney.
Yep.
And Darryl Miller came. Used to be Monday night.
Yep, yep.
Before the talk show was open with Ingram and
yes.
Randall Jones, I think he had the first radio station open up.
Well, 100 Jams was the first, and then you had Love 97 and others.
Yeah, yesterday was sweet, but like I say, give me time to this. People like you and Naughty and Howard and Scrooge and certain people talk show hosts, y'all agree to disagree, but y'all are men and talk it out, and that's the end of that.
Okay, thank you.
I respect that of y'all talk show hosts.
I appreciate that.
You got others Naughty,
I know. I understand, Sparky, but I want to go there. Today I want to make a good day. I want to send this day. We want to talk about some good things, and let's have a good time today, okay? How does that sound?
Yeah, but sometimes you got to trash things out.
Yeah, but I can't do it. But I don't mind trashing things. So, like, remember yesterday the COI lady wanted to talk, but I didn't read up the thing properly, so I wanted to read what they extended before I can talk about it. I don't know what's going on, so I need to understand it first, okay?
Yeah, what I'm saying is, for example, Urkel is there to oversee things in the newspaper and the radio waves, right?
Go ahead.
They're supposed to protect the companies.
The utilities, yeah. Regulatory.
They're supposed to protect the businesses.
Uh-huh.
Against fraud, all that kind of thing.
Yes.
But they also supposed to protect the customers that deal with the businesses also.
I understand. What's your point now, Sparky? Because, you know...
The point is, if I sit back... And I listen to somebody lambast me and lie about me.
Sparky, man, come on. Sparky, I didn't get... No, man. Understand this, bro. I have no knowledge of what you're talking about, and I'm not going to allow you to say things that I can't comment on. And I want to be fair to you and whoever you're trying to talk about. But this ain't the place. This not this show. I can't let that happen like that, bro. I have to be responsible. Okay? Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. If you vex... Well, I can't do nothing about that. I have a couple of texts. Today is Thursday. Oh, my goodness. Tomorrow is Friday, Mr. Poet. That's right. Correct. You know what? Because I'm filling in for Naughty tomorrow. I'm so anxious about that. I really thought I was done living in the future. And what I talked about is happening day after tomorrow, people. Thank you. You ain't got to be so mean on the text with the door. That kind of hurt my feelings, man. I apologize. Yeah, and just heads up, I'm filling in for Naughty tomorrow. We're going to do a wonderful week in review. We're going to look at what has been happening and just talk about how this week has gone. Now, I got some good news. And, you know, I taking credit for it. That's my story, and I stick into it. I'm driving traversing through the streets of New Providence today and coming across Market Street. Fellas, them was cleaning the drains. And they had all the drains right there by Ross Corner, across from Ross Corner, go down. They had the drains up. They were cleaning them out and everything like that. And I felt good. No matter they do it, because I say it on the radio yesterday, I taking credit for it. And not just me, and my callers. Because it wasn't for y'all, I'm still going to stick to the story that they wouldn't do it. But I'm happy that they're doing it. I'm very happy. I hope to get in looking at the light situation. That was a nice text. Okay, text. Great job. Thank you. But, you know, I hope to get into that they would look into the street lights and so that we can have a better sight and don't have to be driving around with all these big, bright old lights on. I'm interested, you know, I don't want to belabor a conversation, but this BPL thing got me really confused and I'm really trying to figure out what I see going on. The minister said, Bahamas Power and Light will have the opportunity to take back full control over the generation capacity now being provided through a 30-year power purchase agreement, PPA, with Bahamas Utilities Holding, a subsidiary of Focal, once BPL is financially stable, for what Jobert Colby told the Parliament yesterday. That's based on the day earlier, you know, the official commission, a 2 dual fuel turbine engine, which will add 72 megahertz. So what happens at the end of the 30 years? We just get it back, whether we making money or not. How do we know if it's going to be viable? Who's managing that? Who's going to see that? Who's going to know how much funds come in, how much funds go out? How how the books look. And I know they say you have to provide books, but who's going to be the one to show that that stuff is fully vetted? Good afternoon, caller. You are on the air.
My brother, Pearly. Good afternoon. How are you?
All right here. How you doing?
I hear you, my brother. I'm just adding on to the previous comments about streetlights and stuff,
yes,
traffic lights and stuff. My brother, let me tell you something. We have gone so far backward. I try to figure out whether there's any continuity in this country at all when it comes down to infrastructure. The light at Prince Charles and Beatrice Avenue.
Yes, that's been out for about a week.
Some time.
For almost a week, maybe longer, yes.
The turning signal.
It was blinking, so it's not dead.
Now they're dead.
Yes.
The turning signal that brings you off Beatrice Avenue onto Bailey Lee Drive for almost a year to 2 years.
That's been off.
They have
yes.
not restored that
yes.
turning
yes.
light at all.
I know what you're talking about. Yes.
And my pet peeve is reflectors on the road, which it seems these persons have no urgency.
What we call cat eyes.
These reflectors on the cat eyes before.
Yes.
It seems as if the only time they tend to respond is when someone loses their life or a few persons lose their lives.
Uh-huh.
We have been, as the public, been giving free information to these agencies to get out there and get this work done. You know, it really baffles me. I'll give you my examples again. The main Pinewood Gardens Road, boulevard that runs from the police station in South Beach all the way down to the roundabout.
Zion Boulevard.
No. You're going the wrong way. The next way.
I'm going east.
Going east.
On South.
Islands. You got those islands in the middle of the road. There's no reflectors, no signage, nothing.
I know what you're talking about now.
And then you're talking about the new boulevard where they plan to put the new hospital. You know, they have these islands in the middle of the road, no signage, no reflectors.
Yes.
You know, when are we going to get serious about this country?
They started out, when they were done now, they had the nice sign and reflections, but there's been no kind of maintenance.
No maintenance, and people knocking the signs down, especially with traffic accidents.
And
you need to penalize them to let their insurance pay to put the signage back up.
You should, but I think it's all right. You know the four-way stoplights, the stoplight system at Marathon?
Yes.
That cost over $1 million in 2010 when they put it in. So what do you think it costs? What do you think it costs in 2024, 14 years later?
I would hate to guess.
And those other intersections, they are from $200,000 to $300,000, $400,000 to do. And I mean, you know, and I know the figure's probably a lot different now, but this is what I learned back then.
Uh-huh.
All right. But the point is, these are very expensive and we're not maintaining them. Then people are getting in accidents too. But like my mom used to say, 4 day in the morning. And the government or the ministry works is stuck with the responsibility of fixing them or paying to fix them. So what do you think will happen?
Well, I can say this much. For as much as patching the roads, which I applaud them finally.
Yes.
And you know, it takes shows such as yours and Naughty and with the voices of Naughty and Dwight Strawn and
yes.
a few other persons
yes, yes.
to talk about these things to get some action going in this country. I am still waiting for the massive pothole on the top of Hawkins Hill, right on top of the hill.
Okay.
You actually run into the pothole.
Okay.
And there's nothing almost in front of the Department of Immigration.
In my closing remarks,
uh-huh. I'm waiting to see the entire road restructuring and pavement and paving from Rosetta Street over Hawkins Hill all the way down to Darswell Street, onto Darswell Street. I mean, it is deplorable. That road is atrocious. And it seems as if the voices that hear the public talk about these things, you know, you paving all these other roads that don't necessarily need paving because they're relatively in good shape.
Compared to the others we're talking about. Yeah.
You know, it's like there's no movement. Let's fix the Bahamas. The taxes for licensing cars and inspections and stuff. I mean, the consolidated fund, as I said in closing,
uh-huh.
why isn't that money sent to the reconstruction and development and maintenance of our roadways?
It's
ridiculous.
Before you go, in May, in June, there's something they call the budget communication into the budget debate. When every ministry put forth a budget to do everything from buying a piece of paper to buying water to buying cars. And in that budget, I don't know what it is, and we need to find out, there should be a budget for road maintenance. Whereas, you know, and we let's use the figure as $10 for road maintenance. Spend the money on it. Get people working and spend. If you have that in the budget, that's something that's very important. So it ain't the same. It ain't the money or the money. No, you had it in your budget. You put it in your budget. So you ain't got to say, so you don't have to say seconded from the Collins Consolidated Fund. It's already in the budget. Has it been approved? They voted for it. They approved the budget. So they should be able to spend the money.
Well, you go in there and open Pandora's box just now, and I can throw this rock and I can run. Look at the money that is allegedly stolen from road traffic by an employee. Okay, the money is there. So why isn't it that we can't get these monies to the right places to get these roads paved?
Well, that's the question to ask. Why is the ministry or the department, civil, but I think you call it, is not doing, maybe, can they find a tie? They can't find a tie. They don't, whatever. Why is it not being done?
Well,
or why, if it's not budgeted, why isn't it budgeted? Or we didn't put enough money in it? Why? Spending $70 million to try. You're spending money on consultants. You're spending money on travel. So let's find some money. That's travel. That's for us to travel. But not, you know, they should be able to fix the road for us to travel, eh?
Yep. Same thing with the school budget. You can never have the money budgeted to fix these schools before school opens. But anyway, I throw my rock, I go on.
That's right. Leave me by myself. See, that's, you see why me and him can't go nowhere? He can beg the fight and run, leave me for me to get beat up. let's see what this text says. If the light and Prince Charles and BF really can, we get a police officer to direct traffic? Do we at least deserve that? It's really hard trying to turn off of Prince Charles right onto Beatrice. You know, it's hard to do that. And this time of the day, 6 o'clock, 5, 6, 7 o'clock, oh no, man. That's I agree. Good day. I'm praying that this government will be voted out so the Bahamian people can see the real deal with this BPL purchase. BPL is broke. Where do we get money to buy and install the generators? We ain't buy them. That's a deal with Focal. They put up the generators, and that's the deal. Now, how much it costs, you know, they ain't needed to go, you know, Focal bought the generators. But how do you out emergency vehicles navigate? How do our emergency vehicles navigate these portals going on considerable high speeds? But listen, them brothers can, and ladies can drive. Jeffrey's right, the hole on Hawkins Hill caused me a tie, and I'm on rim. Who's going to reimburse me? I have no idea that, you know, you're on your own with them. Kind of, that's how this be. No, I'm not being facetious. That's basically, you do that, you can find your own tie and everything yourself. Call you on there. How you doing?
Good day, Pearly.
Hi, Pearly L. How you doing?
Fabulous.
What's up?
Listen.
I listen.
Remember the road that I spoke about? In reference to Kennedy Sub, where I said the government paving company started it and it was stopped.
Yes, I remember.
You know, I did some digging and I found out why.
Okay.
Wow. Like I say, they contracted the other portion of it out to a private contractor, found out, man, don't know anything about road work.
So he, in turn,
subbed it out to another contractor who has his own work to do.
Oh,
now he's riding around in this nice new BMW, and my road still ain't paved.
That's interesting.
See, these things, that's why I like to look into things just to get, because I feel.
Where exactly in Kennedy, April or so of this year.
That the piece that was paved in Kennedy was done from April or so of this year, and it was stopped.
Give me exactly where.
Just returning through Kennedy off Soldier Road.
Oh, so when you turn off Kennedy, off the Soldier Road onto Kennedy.
Yes.
When you come through the first couple of corners,
you can see where they start the way. But as you get through in the back into the neighborhood around the park area, and after you pass the park, all the work is stopped. They throw these big old speed bumps through there. The road and the speed bump went the same time. So the road and the speed bump is the exact same color. At night,
I know what you mean.
Like us who don't can't see.
I know what you mean. I go to the St. Joe Infant View Road on both sides. I mean, I'm happy they put the bumps there, but just label them.
The lady of the house is she live right there?
Oh boy. Okay. All right.
You understand? And yes, no markings. I just be crawling. Angle. I swear to you, I told Miss Daisy when you see me going home.
I'm blaming you. Don't let your car break up. That's the only thing you got.
No, I might want a piece of car.
Exactly. So just be careful, all right?
Yeah, but looking who
I'm going to check it out.
That's going to be the final why this road isn't getting work done. Uh-huh. The way it's supposed to be surprised as to who already have the contract to do the work, but they got no equipment. That's why the work can't get done.
All right. Okay. Interesting. Call you on the air. Very interesting. Hi, right here. How you doing?
Oh, boy. I don't know where
it sounds from. Yeah, I can't hear you too good. Clear.
Can you hear me now?
You sound like you're in a little echo, but put the phone close to it. You got one of them thing in your A.
Not really, and I have the radio.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I can hear you better now.
Boy, I've been hearing some stuff, mainly coming from some young people. I don't know if you can hear some voice note.
What kind of voice note?
Young people, like, just TikTok or whatever they see on, they just speak in their mind and their truth.
Okay, and
pardon me?
Go ahead, I'm listening.
It's just frightening, you know what I mean? It's like something take hold of our young people. And
they're saying some bizarre things.
They're speaking their truth, you know, because they're speaking it, and you could hear, like, it's just facts. You know, you could hear truth. If they're calling names and pressing proof, and even they send these things in the group, and by the comment, you read it, you know, person knowing the person saying that. You know, it's all familiar.
Okay.
More than one person they see. I say all of that to say this for these young people. One time ago, we could have said the church, the Christians, the ministers, the prophets, or who. Mm-hmm. But who was there for these people? I, in my almost 50 years now, probably, I have never, ever seen us in the state we're in today, you know. It's like something that come on this country very soon. And you could almost sense it. You know, like, you know, the whole atmosphere in the Bahamas is changing.
You need prayer.
I'm telling you, because something is happening and some of us are not even noticing it. We're not realizing it. And we up to it. We just think it's every day is, you know, something is happening.
Let's hope that the prayers get stronger. And that, you know, we get lifted up because we can't take nothing right now. But the way, you know, we need our economy in the best, we need blessings. So we need the hope that people who have sincere hearts can need to add to the prayers and start praying and pushing and start being citizens of the Bahamas, man.
We need the church to step up also.
Yes, I agree.
These people need to have a refuge, you know, a shelter, a place that they could go to.
I got
when
you.
I listen to that video, I cry. I couldn't believe it. You know, I just wish I know the person.
Yeah.
I could have probably had a minute and talked to that person. But on a serious note, if you know how to pray, let's pray.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Right. Thanks for calling. Let's pray. Call you on the air. How you doing? Caller, did you run away from me? Shame. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we call the next caller. Don't go nowhere. I'm coming to you. Coming to your caller, don't go nowhere. We're going to take a quick break. This is Talking Heads Thursday on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is Pearly in the house. It's so good to be here with you in this wet, wet, wet day. We'll be right back.
Showed you I love you, you called me a liar. Oh, no, 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 no.
Play with Island Games.
Dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We're paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed by the jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun. You'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
They say the sun, and I shine for all.
And we're back. We're right here. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. So good to be here. I keep saying that because I feel good about today. I know I got this caller waiting, so call I going right to you. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi, I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. Good day, Pearlie.
Good
Hope
day.
All is well.
Thank God for life.
Yep. And I can just throw this in right now. How about that Otani and Kiki and Anders?
Oh, yeah. You know I can't wait till 5 o'clock, right?
Well, I'm a first-time caller, but a long-time listener.
Appreciate it. How you doing?
Okay. Now, I heard y'all talking to me yesterday about the generators.
Yes.
And I got asked a question. Where are the generators located?
I think at the Blue Hills plant. I think that's what I read yesterday. I think they said it commissioned at the Blue Hills plant.
Oh, okay. Because I'm sure I heard somebody say a Shell.
No. I hope not. No, I'm pretty certain. I'm going to pull it up quickly. I think I can find the paper right here. Where we at? Okay. It says, Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis has announced that a power purchase agreement between BPL and the segment is there. Hold on, that's not what they're looking for. Hold on, wrong story. Where we at? Okay. An additional 62 megawatts was added to Bahamas Power and Light BPL New Providence grid yesterday with the commissioning of two dual-fuel turbine engines at Clifton Pier, which will address the immediate need for reliable power. So Clifton Pier is that. So that's the main BPL's power-generating plant, and so that's the Clifton Pier right there off that deep water.
Okay, then, because I thought I heard somebody say Clifton Pier.
It says it said BPL Clifton Pier, so I'm going to go by that. It doesn't make sense being all the way, even though it's not too far up the road, it doesn't make sense because it should be right there where all the other generators are. That's adding power to it, so that should be right there where the rest are and working that way. So I'm pretty certain it's right there at the Clifton BPL power station.
Okay. No, I'm calling for clarification because I was going to ask if it's at Shell. Who owns Shell?
It's not at Shell. It's at the power station. So it's not going to be this. It's right at the power station.
Okay, then. Thanks for the clarification.
You're very, very welcome. I so appreciate the call, and don't be hesitant to call again in the future.
No, I won't. But I'm just like you.
Okay.
I'm a Laker.
Okay.
And I'm definitely a Dolphin.
Good man. Good. See, good people stick together.
Anyway, you have a good day.
Thanks for calling. Take care.
All right.
Call you on there. How you doing?
Thank God for life, really. Well.
Hey, Pop. What you saying?
Well, you could hear me?
Yeah, man, I could hear you.
All right. Special good afternoon to Pearly Yale and to all your listeners.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, what's happening, though? What's happening out there?
The raining plenty out there, and them traffic back right up. It took me, like 15 minutes to get right from Chippenhamia.
Whoa.
Nassau Street and Base Road back right up.
So, Pearly. With the minister saying, the Minister of Energy,
what I get out of it is saying that
most of the times when
go ahead.
They get to be hearing people or constituents, the court, they sometimes, I don't know if to say they slow as they see it or what, but what's happening, what the news saying about that?
About what are you talking about? I saw some letter going around acting as a particular influencer to cease and desist or something like that.
Well,
some row going off with some trolls and And you know, when you play with puppy licking your mouth, you know, you had some crew tight together, and then they have a little rowner and all that. So, you know, I was getting quite interested in the social media world.
But I always take long with some case when they're investigating it, uh-huh. or something like this, like how it sounded like it was reported in the news that the minister saying, or she asking for the commissioner, or her lawyer asking for the commissioner of police or the Royal Bahamas Police.
You see the word you're using, right? What the word you're using? Asking?
Requesting, demanding.
Either way, requesting, asking, needing, whatever.
That's demanding,
Was anybody arrested?
Huh?
Was anybody arrested?
I think it's a waste of time, but I mean, it's their rights to do what they got to do. But I'm just saying, like, when it comes down to them kind of giving you food, them people and stuff, they vote out
the
police force and use it to do certain things. But when we need investigation and closure, they take until Christmas and after Christmas for New Year's time for stew fish and Johnny cake and stuff.
Pearly,
you remember the lady who called in, not Pearly L.
Okay.
The lady who called in before you took the break.
Uh-huh.
I call her Marvin. Not Marvin. I call her Marvin Dean. You know, Marvin Dean's constituents from long time.
Mariah.
She name, but I wish she could call me. She know my number. I really need to speak with her. I hear her talking about social media and how she the video maker cry.
Uh-huh.
I want her to reach out to me if it's possible. She know my number.
She's listening, and I'm sure she'll call you.
I think you know her, Pearly.
I don't know the number.
Send a little text if you know.
I don't have a number. I don't have a number, but I'm sure they're still listening, and they can hear.
Yeah, thank you, Pearly. Keep up the good work.
Okay, brother. Thanks for calling. Let's see with these couple of more texts. Mr. Pearly, does islands in the middle of the road unmarked? Mr. Pearly, does islands in the road unmarked, unpainted can be a death trap? Yes. Told Mr. Jeff Holder by immigration is in an exit. Mr. Pearly, let Pearly L know I have a boogie shovel and rake so I can bid on road contracts too. you all rude, you know. But let's see what the next person here has to say. Isn't road traffic cashless? How do one steal the money? Well, you thinking people that's going to take and push stuff in their pocket, is that a way to do things? You know, you could transfer, you could do all kinds. I'm not saying that anything is being done. I mean, let's get that straight. Ain't going to mess up with police that they do this. So they're not, when you see cases, not necessarily somebody literally taking $100 bills, you know. They might do something else. They might license a car and fella pay them, or they might do all kinds of things. They can do all kinds of things. They can transfer money instead of transferring it to the bank. They can all kinds of stuff can be done. They can debit someone credit card. All kinds of foolishness can be. All kinds of ridiculousness. So it isn't that. What we say here? Hey, Pearly, I'm still waiting for your post review of COI's concept of a plan. That lady was aggressively promoted yesterday. Also, does this plan include giving each Bahamian $100,000 this time around, or did they increase the amount to $200,000? I'm a shiny beamer. You're trying to cause me problems. I still scratching my head on the amazing coincidence of Siobhan Cambridge removal, firing, retirement, and the signing of a deal days later. Interesting. It brings back to mind Desmond Bannister pushing a generator purchase deal that was $4 million higher than the board's recommendation, then firing the entire board to push the deal through. Also remember, one of the first things the administration did was open BEC books to Franklin Wilson. These 2 years later, surprise! I was planning all along to buy the company. Thanks, y'all, for the inside information that no one else can get to see. Interesting. Interesting. Nothing has been said about Brother Cambridge leaving. Just found out he's gone, and then the next day a new person take over. It does, Michael Pendada say, the math ain't. But who am I to ask about that? They had to wait to see what they can say. You never know. You never, never, never know. But I'm sure one of the things we've learned in this game, or when I say this game, in the political world, it doesn't stay secret for long. Eventually, somebody can talk it. Somebody can tell a friend who can tell a friend who can tell a friend and say, don't tell nobody. And then eventually it'll reach the right places and it'll get out there and questions will be asked and hopefully good answers will be given. But it'll be a good question to ask is, why did Brother Cambridge just jump up and leave? And then the next day, the contract was signed. Or a couple of days later, within a certain time. Let's say it that way, because the next thing they say, I say the wrong times. So we don't know. But I was concerned. Same, and I want to be clear on what the minister said about the deal. That BPL could pull out of the deal any time before the 30 years up once it's financially viable. And is there a goal to ride out the contract for 30 years, or is there a goal to become financially viable in a few years to get out of the deal? And just what steps are being taken to assist BPL into becoming financially viable? Because I don't want to get myself in problems. And I just want to make sure I had the right thing. Financially stable. There you go. Sorry. So what are there goals and steps being taken to make BPL financially stable? And if they are, what are they? Are we cutting back on staff? Are we cutting back on benefits? Are we cutting back on salaries, expenditure? Are we closing offices? I mean, questions have to be asked so we can have a clear picture on exactly how's this deal going to help and make sure we straight. Because they're generating power. So the bottom line is they're just making sure the lights don't turn off every day. Maybe once a week. So they're giving us more power. So that is that going to help us increase more revenue? Or is the revenue that BPL taking in directly being cut? But what is the generation of power? Who's maintaining it? Who's paying for the maintenance of it? Is that come under Focal? Does Focal now manage the Pike or whatever the company called? Do they manage the engines and make sure they? What is that deal? I ask you what the deal, what they doing? If they just generating power and going home and BPL staff have to maintain the engines? Or are they maintaining the engines and all that bill come off of BPL? So basically cut the salaries, the BPL salaries down, and they maintaining the salaries. And I saw something in the papers that the union is hoping the stability of the jobs and security of the jobs, excuse me. So how secure? Will anybody lose their job? Will anybody be sent home? Don't tell me we transfer them to BTC or we transfer them to ministry. I know. I wonder if you had to leave BPL. Because if you transfer them to another agency, that means that's a job someone else going to get. If you didn't have to do that, so you ain't really, you know, you're saving that job, thank God. I'm happy to hear that. But you ain't necessarily creating a job. So you know, anyone say, oh, we get 10 new jobs in ministry of this, when you know you take them from people. I don't know. I'm just asking. You know, I just want some clarity. So to know just how the plan is set to make BPL stable. And what do we describe as stable? You stop the hemorrhaging in terms of stopping the loss? Or are you taking it to a profit? Because stable is mean if you're losing $10 a year, but you're stable it off and you don't lose no more than $8 every year, kind of stable and it keeps consistently only losing $8 a year. That's stable. Stable loss, but still stable. Or is he talking about taking it up to a profitable margin and maintaining that profitable margin, which I assume that they will be doing or want to do. But you still want to know what, because I, you know, even though I hear the union show concern about their is members' jobs and oh yes, he gotta, but I hear no clear cut answer saying no, nobody gonna lose their job. I didn't hear that. Or maybe I missed it. If I did, if it was there, tell me. But I mean, are we going to do our best, or are we going to try, or are we going to ensure? But I ain't here as a guarantee. Or putting in steps or whatever, all kinds of different things. But you ain't here, is that a guarantee that nobody's going to lose their job at this deal? We may know in 3 weeks or so. That's my biggest concern. That's my biggest concern as to whether... Oh, we got... I might... I'm digging up what I'm supposed to dig up, hey, Mr. Producer. You got a call up? All right, let me take the call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Tony.
Yes, sir.
You know what prompted me to call? That lady came on and say about the double contract thing.
Oh, okay. You mean the road was in finished and they gave somebody the contract to do the road? To finish the road in Kennedy?
This is the kind of things was going on around here in this country. And all my life, I never seen a road spend this bad yet. And what she say? That's going to show what's going on.
Something like that.
I right? always say it's much, cheaper that the government hire the people to pave the road instead of this contract.
But I think the first people, and I could be wrong, and maybe if Pearly Elia could correct me, I think that was the Ministry of Works who was doing the road, and they stop and leave peace, and now somebody get the contract to finish it. So
they
that's people. So if it was
somebody else to contract again,
I don't know. I ain't sure that.
That's what she said.
I didn't get that impression, but maybe okay.
It was a double giving out. Like okay, I get to pay the road, and then somebody else come and you give the contract to somebody else, and when you give it out, they got no me shit. So it's like I get 50 and you get 50, and they don't have to have that word contract. I keep saying. Hire the fellas full time. We pay enough money, they can hire about 3 teams to pave these roads. Uh-huh. Right now, you live in Coal Harbor area, and you live beyond budget.
I know,
Budget me. You can't get home because a good downpour rain come. That's it.
You can't go through.
That's what fellas can't get in the back there. They got one road.
Wow.
And that bad from that time, the water come way up high.
Yeah.
Everybody got to take all into the it's the problem.
I understand.
And we need a really, and again, I repeat myself, hire the people and buy the machine, hire the people. Because these subcontracts and stuff, who say paving, some of the work they doing, they look and all of that, and then all the money then go away.
So what make you think if they hire the people and they can do a better job because they no, wait for government? I get this coming. I feel like doing it. I ain't got to do it today. But if you're given a contract, the problem isn't giving the contract to the people, you know. The problem is vetting the people.
That the Ministry of Works employees that do it.
Yeah,
like
but
the guys who did the highway,
uh-huh.
Let people like them, see, they work for the government, and they full-time, and they going to do it.
Okay.
Need to be done in this country.
I hear you saying that, but you probably only one in 100,000 behemoths who think like that.
This has been done before.
We don't have confidence. People, and I'm not saying that it's right, but people in this country don't have confidence in anything that the government, not the PLPF and them, but the government them do.
See, you don't have right with no PLPF.
No, I ain't talking that. I'm taking that off the table and telling you people don't have the confidence in government. The government, the ministry's doing what they're supposed to do.
Boy, listen, before time, the ministry used to do it.
When we were young. That's back in the early 70s and 80s.
So why we want to change things?
And we was complaining then, but it wasn't being done properly and wasn't being done on time.
No. We changed things. Contracting it out to these people.
Who we giving it to and how we vetting the contract.
No.
So it don't necessarily mean we can hire the right people. Maybe that's hire the fellow in my constituency to give him a job.
It's the same thing. What I'm saying, if the place is employed by the Ministry of
State, I hear you say employ if the person is employed by the ministry, but who said they're gonna be the qualified people? If you're given a contract to a non-qualified person, who said you can hire a qualified person? It's the same thing.
No, listen to me. If you have a guy who been working with a paving crew for 15 years, 10 years, he know what to do.
Same thing if he's working for a private company.
No, man, them private company guys just get one of them machines. All right, you have these private companies say they're patching the road. You see they do any good patching?
Listen to me. You're missing my point, you know. You're missing. I hear your point. I hear your point, and I understand what you're trying to say.
Before time, these are better quality work than what they doing now.
I hear you.
Everybody only go in there, get a couple of dollars, and call it a day.
I got you. Okay. My point is, I understand you're saying hire the people. You're saying, but what I'm saying is, who's saying hire the politician giving the contract to somebody, the politician hiring the people? Call you on there.
Good morning again, Pearly.
Yes, dear.
Pearly, yes. The gentleman said what I said.
Okay, so
and the government do have a section of military.
Yeah, I know that. You're saying one private company was given the job and they didn't finish and they hire a second private company?
No, sir.
Okay.
The government paving crew.
From the Ministry of Works. Right,
it's an extension of Ministry of Works.
So they started the job.
They started a job.
And they did not finish the job.
The job was, the rest of the job was given. They were stopped at a point.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, they have to follow instructions.
Right.
They were stopped at a point, and the rest of it was given to a private person.
Okay. So,
who
right.
has no equipment to do that type of work.
I gotcha.
And then he, in turn, gave it out.
So,
and those guys who they saw on the highway, that's the government paving crew.
Okay.
They have a particular section that only paves.
Yeah, civil something, I think it's called.
No. It's called Bahamas.
No, I know the name of the Bahamas, but it comes under this particular department.
Civil design.
Civil design, yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Because they're the ones that do the design for the roads and the front.
Gotcha, I understand.
And they just do good work. They're the ones that was doing the big holes on Prince Charles.
Okay.
Oh, but yes. There is a few other private paving crew that does really good work. See the one that did Village Road?
Yes.
They do really good work. However, these places, those guys, they have machines. They're not the ones who get these contracts by this road. This road has never, ever looked like this.
I got you. Understood.
So, obviously, now that I figured that out, it's now making me think as to why it looks like this, because the people who get the contract probably don't have the machine.
Okay. Well, we'll find out. Somebody can check it out.
Okay, Pearly.
Okay, take care. Let's get to this text before we go to the break. What are we saying here? Why is this thing, this plane? Man, Pearly, Miss Pearly has a job because she on from morning every day. Leave her. I don't mind that call because the calls always make sense. Always some pertinent information and good commentary. I don't have no problem with that. All right, so leave her. Let's take this last caller before we go to the break. Caller, you on there. How you doing?
Hello, Mr. Pearly.
You're breaking up bad now.
Okay, but let me say this quick then.
I can't hear nothing you're saying. You sound like you're underwater and can't breathe.
All right, call.
Call back. Well, if she don't call back in 1 second, be gone. Well, it's been a great first hour. Thank you so much for the calls, the texts, the corrections. It's been fun. This is Talking Heads Thursdays, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's been Pearly in the house. When we get back, we can talk some sports. My Dodgers! Oh, yeah, my Dodgers. Thanks for listening. I'll see you right after the news.
I've been feeling for your love so long.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
NASA, are you ready for November 2nd?
Because we are ready!
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break and scrape explosion. Reloaded.
This is the one and only fan, John, letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh yeah, this your boy, D-Mac, and I'll be performing live.
Keep the vibe alive, music grill,
and Alpha Sounds Promotion
invites you to the biggest Break and Scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out? I'm here!
Saturday, November 2nd at Super Club Breezes Grill.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo, it's your boy, Ron.
It's your boy, Elliot from the New Breed Band.
The biggest artist up at 242.
It's your boy, Shine 242.
Hey, it's Shirai Taylor.
It's your boy, Johnny K.
The Falcon Showdown.
It's your boy, DJ Ref.
Me now.
And is she out ass, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me?
Hey there, this is Recon B.
Hey, this is Gino D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasEtickets.com. The countdown is on. Ray Can't Scrape Explosion. Best of the best.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias! It's Thursday, and so I joke Cuban Willie with my numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And I got the lucky four balls for you today. The cuatro pelotas. 21, 12. 21, 12. 2, 1, 1, 2. That's your lucky forward. Play today and win with the winning, my friend.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy. And spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl, on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the 6th Caribbean Baseball Cup, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Five Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
And welcome back to Talking Heads Thursday on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Yes, time to talk sports. It's your boy Pearly in the house. I'm trying to keep my excitement down here a little bit. You know, I don't want to talk too much about how my Dodgers did, but they did to the Mets last night. But we can get to that right after today in sports history. Today's Thursday, October 17, 2024. In 1860, Willie Park won the first professional golf tournament to be held in Scotland. In 1962, the New York Yankees won their 20th World Series when they beat the San Francisco Giants. I just 62, they already had 20, and Naughty said it'd be bragging about how many champions they get. But Naughty, anyway. In 1943, the Detroit Lions set a rushing record when they achieved a negative 53 yards against the Chicago Cardinals. In 1968, Bob Beamon long jumped 29 feet, 2.5 inches at the Olympic Games in Mexico. In 1978, the New York Islanders began a streak of 23 undefeated games at home. 15-0-8, and that's 15 wins, no losses, 8 ties. In the Los Angeles Kings scored his 500th goal in an 8-6 win over the Boston Bruins. Kyrie was the 18th player to reach the mark. And in 2000, Patrick Roy of the Colorado Avalanche achieved his 448th victory as a goalie in the NHL. Roy passed Terry Swashbuck to become the record holder for career victories. Roy was good. The sports quote of the day, setting a goal is not the main thing. It is deciding how you will go about achieving it and setting with the plan. Tom Landry. How everybody doing? Yeah, just before we get into the guests, let's look at what's on the home court. Brought to you by Burger King. Liberty, one win away from first title. Jones hit Diger three-pointer. Shot in closing seconds. Jones scores 13 points. Oh, Jonesco. That's Naughty Girl. That's he's called her the Mamba, the female Mamba. He was very close with Kobe Bryant. Jones having a strong preseason for the Clippers. As Kai and Bahamian legend Gumiho Brennan scored, honored in London. And you know, I follow John Cabell wherever she goes with the team I pull for. I don't normally go with the player. I usually stick to the team, but because she's the only behemoth in the league, I stick in with her, and I hope the Liberty win their championship. Because, you know, I still like my Angel Reese, so that's my favorite. Oh, Lord, such a pie. So we have some special guests in the house today, all the way from the University of the Bahamas. We have the chairman of the... Am I promoting you?
I think you just promoted me. But I am the sports information officer.
Actually mixing up with another role.
You're messing me up all over.
Chris Sanders, welcome, my brother.
Good to see you, man.
We go way back.
Far back.
Yeah. I was a fan. Whenever you reach the kingdom, remember me.
Remember me. You tell me in your house, there are many, in your mansions, there are many rooms.
There always are.
There are many rooms.
There always are. And we have Edna Rule.
Yes.
Track and field coach.
Yes.
At the University of the Bahamas.
Track and field.
You know, I come from the most powerful track and field school in the whole wide world, you know.
Earl, I don't want to get stoned on my way out.
No, you won't. They used to this. They know Earl say this all the time. They know they can throw the rock at me. But I'm from Sac. In case you didn't know.
Okay.
So what's happening in your university?
But I just want to say one quick thing. You brought up the this day in history,
uh-huh.
And you talked about what happened in Mexico City.
Yes.
And I always like to bring this up just because I'm a history buff of sports.
Okay.
You know that the only time the Olympic flame came to the Bahamas was for the Mexico Games.
They traversed through.
They brought it here as a symbolic movement from the old world to the new world.
Okay.
They brought the flame here. It was in San Salvador for about 12 hours.
Okay.
Tommy Robinson was one of those who had the flame.
Okay.
His nephew actually has the flame holder that he had back then.
Wow.
I think there were four others who had it. There's still a monument, like a little Taino, like temple recreation in San Salvador.
Wow.
That's still there. That's the only time that the Olympic flame came to the Bahamas. And that was for the Mexico City Games. It was the first one in the New World, in Central and South America. So every time anybody brings it up, I remind people that there is still that monument in San Salvador.
But you know, I always say you learn something new every day, and I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. That's great history.
That's one. That is.
I remember Uncle Tom, because I lived on Hawkins Hill. I remember Uncle Tommy always telling us about it.
Okay.
But it wasn't until I was about 12, 13 years old that I realized that Tommy Robinson, who we called Uncle Tommy, was the Thomas Robinson from the Thomas A. Robinson track.
I used to live in Chippenham. He used to come to my dad's house, and I didn't look at him like that.
Right.
I just knew that's Tommy.
That's Uncle Tommy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Uncle Tommy, yeah. And today his sister and I are very dear friends. We talk to each other every so often. She started a birthday not too long ago.
Yep.
You know, but it's good to have you guys. What's happening at UB? You're building a strong sports program.
We're trying to build a very strong sports program. And our director, Kimberly Roll.
I know Kim.
She's phenomenal in what she does. I call her the worst boss ever because she doesn't let us do anything that we want to do. I lie. She's the best out there.
I know better than that.
The best out there, really and truly. And our goal is to not only develop student athletes at the university, but be a part of that nation building, that society building, to create athletes who will move on to that next level in terms of national team development. We've done that on some very interesting ways. We've had national team members in soccer.
Yes.
I think we're now on number 12 appearance for some of our soccer players at the national team level. But what we're so very proud of is our Ken Mullings from track and field,
yes,
who Edna Roll, our head coach, really cultivated as an athlete.
Okay.
Brought him to the fore and was the first Bahamian from the University of the Bahamas, one, and the first Bahamian in a multi-discipline event to make it to the Olympics.
Yes.
And he performed admirably there.
He sure did.
And
the fact
that he got there was phenomenal.
Yes.
I always
say it's not about winning the medals, getting there. That's the phenomenal, that makes it so phenomenal. That's wonderful.
And I think that we want to make sure that everybody understands that the University of the Bahamas Mingos is building, not just like we said, not just student athletes. We want to be a part of that conversation of society building, be a part of creating athletes who will go on to national teams. Obviously, everybody's not going to be a national team player.
Yeah.
I swam it when I was in high school. I had no plans of ever becoming a part of an Olympic team.
Okay.
But that still helped with my development. And I think that's what we want to do there at the university.
Uh-huh. So I know that you play in a conference in Florida.
That's a very touchy point. When I say touchy, okay. We are looking to become a member of the NAIA, the National Association of Intercollegiate Associations. Uh-huh. And what we're trying to do is to become a part of that.
Okay.
And once we can get all of our ducks in a row, that's going to be the end goal.
Okay.
I know we've said this a few times, and I think that we're about 2 years out from being able to apply.
Okay.
And you don't just show up and say, hey, guys, I want to be a part.
No, you
got to
go through a process.
There is a process that you have to go through in terms of accreditation, making sure that you have a lot of things in place. And right now, the athletics department is putting those things in place. Okay. We have parity in terms of male and female. So we have 10 teams right now. Men and women's track and field, men and women's cross country, men and women's golf, men's...
Golf, okay.
We have golf, men's softball, men's soccer, men's basketball, women's volleyball, women's soccer, and that's what we...
Women's volleyball.
And women's volleyball, pardon me. That makes up our contingent of 10, and we're trying to keep parity in terms of that.
So every time you get a male, you're trying to get a female?
Title IX requires that you have as close to parity as you can in terms of male and female populations in sports.
Okay.
We have some of the top athletic trainers in the country, not just in Nassau, in the country who are a part of our staff. We've got a sports information staff, fan engagement staff. We're looking to add compliance officers, which are things that are going to be when we get into there. We have two full-time coaches right now. Edno Roll is our first ever full-time coach at the university.
Okay.
And then we have Alex Thompson, who's our head coach for soccer.
Okay.
And that's what we've got to move to in terms outside of having part-time or volunteer coaches, but have full-time coaches that take care of the entire student athlete.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's what Coach Roll does now.
Okay. And I wonder, how's track and field? How's it growing? I mean, you have a representative in the last Olympics. Do you see yourself getting more athletes towards that? And let me put it this way. How do you get... Because you got to go through recruiting, I'm sure.
Yes.
And you got to go to the high schools and you talk to the different athletes. How do you sell UB over Alabama, Penn State, USC, University of Miami, Florida State, whatever? How do you sell them to say, listen, it's best to stay home? How do you do that?
You know, it's the same just like any other colleges. We want the best.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's unique because you can do it at home.
Yeah.
Like I tell all the students that I try to, you know, to target to recruit.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have a lot to offer, just like, you know, any of the other colleges abroad.
Uh-huh.
And doing it here at home, you can make history.
Yes.
And, you know, we have done many things since we transitioned into the university, you know, track and field.
Uh-huh.
And now, even here now with cross country this year, you know, we would have just held our cross-country meet this year.
Yes.
And that's really to help to target those persons who are good in the distance.
Okay.
In the distances. So, you know, doing it at home and showing that we've been able to do the same things those colleges have been able to do, where they produce elite athletes. Now, persons like Ken Mullings.
Yeah.
We had many persons who would have, over the years, since the last few years, would have made Carifta, medal at Carifta. So we have the same tools. We may not be as big as some of those bigger colleges like Kentucky, you know, like when we go. But we have been able to compete against these schools and in some cases, in some instances, beat these athletes.
Okay.
So under the same training regimen that we have here, we can produce the same caliber of athletes.
Are you exposing them to the top track meets, say the Penn relays? There's no Penn and Drake relays.
Yeah, well, Penn relays.
Sock will very much appreciate that check that you cut for the Penn relays next year. Good job.
Definitely.
Got to make sure to do that.
We've since then been traveling to Penn relays. Now we're now getting back.
Okay.
You know, since the pandemic, we've had a little hit, and now we're getting back to really growing the. We intend now to go back to the Penn relays. But we've had many even success with the Penn relays, where we'd have been in the top eight schools for the men's 4x2, and that would have been in 2018.
Okay,
that would have been history for us. You know, so we've done a lot, and we continue to, you know, to grow. We target, of course, the Bohemian, local, and student athletes from the Miami Valley. And, you know, it is a challenge. I must admit that it is a challenge. You know, even for me, when I was a junior, top junior athlete, of course, we didn't have this opportunity to, you know, to compete collegiately for COB then. But now there's an opportunity now for students to now choose now to stay home and compete at the same level, compete where we travel and compete against colleges. Of course, like Chris mentioned, you know, it's our end goal to possibly get into the NAIA, which will be a plus for the athletes.
They, they have a pretty good track meet.
Yeah, but we do.
I just want to add. I just want to add real quick, Earl, is that when we compete in track and field, again, there's no parity there. We're competing against Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
The University of Miami, ACC powerhouse, Kentucky and SEC powerhouse.
Okay.
We're competing against top teams.
Wonderful.
On an individualistic basis, and we are able to compete. And I think can have those shining stars that pop up in these specific events that, that come out. Again, we're not going to win every event.
No,
we're not going to make finals in every event, but we are able to showcase that excellence that we are producing here at the University of the Bahamas athletics program at track specifically, because it is very individualistic and we don't compete against the same parity to a certain degree. We're competing against SEC and ACC strongholds a lot of the time.
Yes.
And at Penn's, we're competing against the top in the world.
Yeah, and I know that you're not going to win every meet, but nobody's going to win every meet. But the fact that you're exposing these kids and getting them the exposure to run against top athletes around, and a lot of the top athletes who I saw in the Olympics was our college students.
Mm-hmm. And at Penn, really, this is where Ken Mullings won his first collegiate international competition in the decathlon.
So the season is over now, right? So do you, and you know, I know the indoor season. Do you get to go to any indoor meets or?
We've participated in indoor meets before. We've been specifically to the Purdue Invitational up way up there in the cold weather.
Mm-hmm. Michigan.
Yeah, and it's nice. Indoor meets are very different.
Yes.
And again, it's something that we're not quite accustomed to here in the Bahamas. And so there takes that acclimation for some of our athletes up there. But it is an experience into the indoor season a little bit more. Again, we know that right now, shameless plug again, Devin Charlton from the St. Augustine's College is a world record holder in an indoor event in the 60 hurdles. And again, maybe that's something that we may need to look at not only at the University of the Bahamas, but nationally, to have that push towards some sort of indoor program that we may want to look at. Again, we have the sprinters, and I think a lot of times our athletes drift towards sprinting because it is glamorous, but again, it is a little bit, that spectacularity of it is there. So I think they gravitate towards that, and maybe that's something that we may need to look at. And again, at the university, that's a long-term goal because, again, adding teams, adding coaches is always about one thing, money.
Money.
Yeah.
And so the finances is what we really need at the university if we want to expand in some of these areas.
And but a lot of people got to know is a lot of these universities abroad don't get the money from the government. They get it from private donors.
Yep.
So you want to encourage private donors to support the University of the Bahamas track meet, the Water Olympics, University of Bahamas athletic programs.
Yep.
Which in turn will help produce athletes. And not everybody want to leave home. You know, they want to stay by mommy and still train, or stay home, or still be here and contribute in other ways and still be able to work and still get the kind of exposure, all right, that they would like.
Yes.
So your outdoor season begins next year when?
Yeah, outdoor season begins January.
Yeah, okay.
First meet, if I could recall.
Is it early February?
February. But I mean, we compete locally. We do.
Yeah, I know that.
We do locally. We're going to do a few local meets here before we compete internationally. So when I say January, we begin our local competition here. And then, of course, our international begins in February.
Well, let's make this deal here because I want to thank you for coming. But let's make a deal beginning in January.
Go ahead.
I get to see you once a month.
Yeah.
And
the young kids say less.
Say less. And I do this because I believe in promoting, and Naughty and I are strong believers of promoting local sports. And if promoting the University of the Bahamas and what they're trying to do, if that can help get them a more support, more sponsorship, then I'm happy to do my part to help out. So God willing, God save our life, right? that we'll be working on this conducting audience. We'll work it out that we get you at least once a month. If not once a month, at least as often as possible.
And I know our director, Kimberly Rule, would be very appreciative of that because, again, we want to get the word out about the good things that are happening at the university, especially in our athletics department.
Yes, and I'd love to help with that and help grow and help grow the athletics department so that I could be bragging and say, I helped get them to the NAIA.
Definitely appreciate that.
So I want to thank you guys for coming. It was so good. Chris, it's great to see you. Haven't seen you since a long time.
Just before you go, I hope Naughty's listening. We're an 8-point favorite on the get rid of this foolishness that we've been doing as Cowboy fans. I'm tired of taking the licks, but we're 8-point favorite. Let's see what happens, Naughty. Let's see what happens.
It's so good to have you here. And somebody texted and said that monument in San Salvador. If you know the island administration, call them up and say, please clean up the mess.
It's every time I've been there, it's been a little messy. And again, I think it's because of people just don't know what it is.
We should make a big deal of it. Thank you guys for coming. This is Brilliant Talking Heads Thursdays on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. When we get back, Clint will be on the line. We're going to talk a little bit football about the game tonight. Talk about the Devontae Adams going to the Jets, Amari Cooper to the Buffalo Bills, and how does that affect my Miami Dolphins. When we come back, more Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Be right back.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true. We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good. You are invited to the 6th Caribbean Baseball Cup at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium, October 23rd through 28th, 2024. Bringing the action will be the national teams from Cuba, Curacao, Dominican Republic, U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Martin, and Team Bahamas. There will be 3 games daily from October 23rd to 27th, and the championship gold and bronze games on October 28th. Don't you miss it. The 6th Caribbean Baseball Cup at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium. Save the date, set your alerts, and be there.
You're listening to Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl, on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Yes, yes, yes. Good stuff. Good stuff. Welcome back to Talking Heads Thursdays on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Right back into it. It's good to have those guys in from UB, and we look forward to talking more about encouraging track and field at the University of the Bahamas. I think the good man Clint should be here. Clint, are you there?
No, I'm right here, buddy.
How you doing, my brother?
Right here. Listen, I missed the part you said earlier about Uri Curry. For the Oilers, the hockey player. Uh-huh. What was that you had said? This day in sports history?
I think he scored his fourth. Let me pull it up quick. Because I know you know him.
Oh, yeah. He was the pivotal part of the 80s Edmonton Oilers with Wayne Gretzky and Mark Messier.
Ah, okay. But you're a Toronto fan, right?
Well, actually, I'm a Detroit Red Wings
fan.
That's
right. That's right. Red Wings. That's right.
Yeah, the good old Steve Yzerman, Sergei Fedorov, all those good players back then. Even Bob Probert, the big goon he was.
That's right. Let's talk a little bit of hockey before we get into what do you what the preseason's going on now.
No, the regular season has just started.
Okay, so he scored his 500 goal in an 8-6 win over the Boston Bruins. He was the 18th player to reach that mark in 1992.
In 1992, okay.
He was with the Kings, so I guess he followed Gretzky to the Kings?
I believe he did, and then he played like a year with a couple, like the Rangers and Ducks and someone else, and then he called it a career. But I was looking at some of his stats earlier, and a hockey season is 82 games, and you know hockey is, you know, it's a physical sport. And in 1984-85 season, he had 71 goals and 64 assists.
Wow.
A plus 78.
That's amazing.
That's incredible. And for those of you who don't know what plus minus is in hockey, if you're on the ice and the opposing team scores, you get a minus one. If you're on the ice and your team scores, it's a plus one. And then the count goes on. So to get a plus 78 in hockey is just incredible.
That means his line was pretty good.
Yep. Well, I mean, Wayne Gretzky, Mark Messier.
Yeah, you can't beat that with a stick. With a hockey stick. But that's corny. Yeah. Leave that one right there.
That was also back in the day with, Marty McSorley, when you were allowed to protect your star. Somebody hit Gretzky.
They love that. When everybody dropped the gloves, everything, just go at it.
Yep, absolutely. You couldn't touch him. You couldn't even breathe on him.
So how do you see the season? I mean, what's your predictions? Let's get it early.
It's way too early. There's so many injuries that could happen and whatnot. Yeah. But the Leafs are looking good right now. The New Jersey Devils are looking good.
Okay. What about the Panthers?
The Red Wings are looking like my Cowboys.
What about the Bruins? No, the Rangers. Sorry, the Rangers should have the two best goalies in football and hockey this year, or no?
No, I believe they got rid of one of them.
Okay.
And Stamkos left Lightning.
Yeah.
He was there forever, and he went to Nashville.
Ooh. Okay.
So that's going to be good there. Yeah, but the Devils right now are 4-2.
Okay.
And the Leafs are 3-1.
Okay. Okay.
So the Stars are 4-0 and the Flames are 4-0. So it's still very early in the season.
Who's the defending champs? And this is for the edification of our listeners.
I don't remember who won last year.
Did they beat the Panthers? Was it the Colorado repeat?
I want to say Florida did get it. I'm looking it up right now. Florida won last year.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because I do remember seeing some funny things. Every single player who wins who's on the team, they actually get one day with the Stanley Cup to do it as they please.
Yes.
And there's been a lot of funny stuff, a lot of funny stories that have happened with the Stanley Cup.
Some guy took it into the ocean, swimming in the ocean with him, I think. In Fort Lauderdale, was it? Or Jupiter Beach, was it?
Yeah, I believe that was one of the players that did that. I think it might have been Kachuk.
Yeah, I think it was Kachuk, yeah. So, Naughty didn't want to talk about it. You know, he told me respect his privacy. What's going on with your Cowboys, man?
Two words. Jerry Jones.
You think it really is Jerry or McCarthy?
It's Jerry Jones. He makes all the decisions.
Okay.
Did you hear him on the radio the other day? He was talking on a podcast with somebody. I forget who it was. And the podcast was like, so what's wrong with your team? What can you do to be better? And Jerry just, you know, normally he makes jokes and he's fun-loving and whatnot, but he lit this dude right up.
Wow.
He was telling him, like, you know what? Who are you to question me about the team? And there are 1,000 of podcasters that I could talk to. You know what? I'll probably have you replaced tomorrow.
Like, wow.
He went right off on him.
He looked really agitated at the last game. He looked like if he could have pulled out a bazooka and threw it in the middle of that, he looked like he was so pissed.
Yeah, well, that's every Dallas Cowboy fan right now.
I mean, we
didn't just lose. We got annihilated.
Humiliated.
Like, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, it was, you know. I felt it for you guys, you know. I know I like to tease Naughty a lot about it, but I felt that's like, ooh, no, man. I'll be like this.
Yeah, I know. And if you remember on the picks, I was like, there's no way. I said Detroit is my Super Bowl prediction.
They look good. They look real good. I think they're going to make a move to replace Hutchinson. I don't know if they go after Reddick. Reddick from Buffalo. Yeah, Reddick hasn't played a game yet.
That was a tough loss for them. That was gruesome too.
Yeah. Ooh, that was. And he was having such a great year. But I think if Buffalo trades Reddick now, they have to send back a second round pick to the Raiders. I think it is.
Yeah, I don't know the deal is with that. But what's with this guy with the Jets? Remember they paid him all this money to come over in free agency.
That's who I'm talking. It's not with Buffalo. Sorry, it's with the Jets. Reddick.
Jets. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, my bad. That's what I thought. My bad. Yeah.
He's millions of dollars in fines, and he's still.
And I don't understand it. I mean, he. Why would he take the trade if he didn't want to play for them?
I don't think it was a trade. It was
because they want to extend him.
He signed in free agency.
Oh, I thought he was traded. He's trying to get a deal, and that's why he was traded.
I think he came there on free agency from Philly.
Okay. Yes. Okay. All right.
Yeah, but I mean, now that Devontae Adams got traded there, like that's going to be a 1-2 punch with him and Garrett Wilson, and you got Breece Hall in the back. Like they've got a good team.
But Naughty seems to think that Garrett Wilson would drop down to the number 3 right receiver, which I think is ludicrous. But I didn't want to tell him about this. His show.
Well, I mean, Aaron Rodgers has always said that Garrett Wilson reminds him of Devontae Adams.
Okay.
But he also has such rapport with Alan Lazard.
Yeah.
So it is possible he could, be the number 3 receiver there. But that's one heck of a third receiver to have.
I tell you. And I saw an interview with Tyreek Hill today, and I'm talking about those guys coming in, and he said, the best wide receiver still is in Miami. The best in the NFL is still in Miami. They asked him how he feels having these two top notch coming in the division, and how would it be for the Dolphins? He says, as long as I get Jalen Ramsey, I ain't worrying.
Yeah.
Well, that's some good talk. Tonight, interesting game tonight.
Oh, man.
Interesting game. I don't know which way to go. I know Denver's favorite, but Denver at the New Orleans Saints. Rattler against Bo Nix.
There's been a lot of news with New Orleans lately where Chris Olave is not playing tonight.
Okay.
Rashid Shaheed, that's burner speedster. He's done for the year. He had a meniscus surgery yesterday or today.
Yeah.
So they have a bunch of receivers that I've never even heard of, and all they have is Alvin Kamara. So and Denver's defense has been playing very well. So all they're going to do is put 8 in the box and make Rattler beat them with these, relatively no-name receivers.
Yeah, they've been playing really well.
Yeah, and I see it being a very low-scoring, boring game. But, I don't know.
I don't care how much the score is. I just want Kamara to get 50, 60 yards, maybe catch a touchdown pass, maybe 2 touchdown passes. I'll be happy with that. Or running one, maybe. I don't know, but I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold your breath on that, buddy.
So are you telling me I should bench him today?
If you have better options out there, I would honestly bench him. There's a lot of players I would play over Alvin Kamara simply for the fact that even Taysom Hill isn't there. So he is the only weapon on that team. Denver has a strong defense. They're going to put 8 in the box and stay on Kamara and just make Rattler beat him.
So who I got? So while we add this, let's just take a quick look. I got Robinson from Washington.
I know there's some concern with him. Might not be able to play, but I think he's going to play.
And then Jonathan Taylor, they still have him as questionable, so I can't take a chance of putting him in there now. So I have to make a decision on Kamara tonight, right now, today.
I mean, just based off of lone volume that he's going to have and the possibility that he could break 1 or 2,
yeah.
You kind of have to play him, and with the uncertainty with Taylor, you have to play him and hope for the best. That'd be my advice.
I was thinking that, yeah. And I think I got him in more than one league.
Yeah. I have somebody who, actually 2 people I'm playing against who have him tonight. So I was happy. I won't say I was happy. I don't like when people are hurt, but he's going to have a tough game, I believe.
Okay. All right. I see that. So defense, Detroit, Denver, can Denver sneak and Bo Nix sneak a couple of great passes then steal this one?
I believe so. I believe Javonte Williams is going to have a good game running as well. New Orleans' run defense isn't the greatest.
So no, it isn't.
I can see Williams having a semi-decent game.
It isn't. Boy, sorry? I don't know. I just have a funny feeling about this game. I don't know. All right, but let me give you a pick. Denver's a three-point favorite.
That's why it's any given Sunday.
That's true, you know. And you know, that's true. So true. You know, I'm like it's saying by Chris Berman, that is why they play the game.
Yep.
So who do you think, Denver or New Orleans today?
Ugh. I really think it's just going to be a field goal fest. And it's going to be like, it's such a low scoring game. I think it'll really be.
Yeah, over 37.5.
I think Denver will win it. I don't. It's not going over 37.5. There's no way.
Okay.
In my opinion, I think Denver's going to win it somewhere around like 17-12.
Ooh.
Yeah, like it's going to be brutal.
Let me tell you what I'm going to do here, then. I'm going to go with New Orleans today. I think it'll be probably 20-17. And I think Kamara's going to give me one touchdown. I'm just going like that because that's what I need him to do.
You're not thinking, you're praying.
Hey, show up. But let's go that route. But Clint, thanks so much. It's great to have you here again today. Next week, we'll be back talking more football. Are you coming tomorrow to do the picks for Sunday?
Of course, there's lots of breaking news that I'm waiting on tomorrow.
So okay, so it'll be you and I, Naughty got a gig, so it'll be you and I tomorrow. I look forward to it. Thank you so much, my brother. Appreciate you so much. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'm happy my Dodgers got a big win last night. Tonight, hopefully, Yamamoto will do it and we'll take a 3-1 lead. Yankees are leading Cleveland 1-0 right now in the middle of the second inning. So the playoffs looking good. Football is looking good. Basketball starts next week. But so happy. Okay. This has been Pearly for Clint on Talking Heads Thursday, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Be safe on the bad roads out there, and we'll see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock, and we'll see you tomorrow at 5, Clint. Take care.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Refined style with elegant taste. Defined threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist. Defined threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Defined threads is your place. Defined threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government savings bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Savings Bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl, on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Shady, you know Brett Veach very well.
Yes,
the manager of the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's the thing. Mm. Chiefs are trying to do something nobody has done in the history of the game of football.
Three-peat.
They're down They down the receiver one, Rashid Rice. They're probably down the receiver two, Hollywood Brown. Yeah. Or receiver three, depending on how you look at it. Two receivers, big-time receivers, switch teams this week. Will the Chiefs regret not going after Devontae or Amari Cooper? Will it bite him in the butt and end of the season?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, I'm listening.
Listen, if it's any other team, I would say yes, right? We talk about the Bills. Really, really good team. They need a wide receiver. Go get that.
Yep.
We talk about Aaron Rodgers. Yo, he's a good quarterback, right? He's not on the same page as Garrett Wilson. Go out and get Devontae Adams. This is the Chiefs. Mm. I've seen the Chiefs win with super electrifying wide receivers.
Yep.
And I watched it with wide receivers that dropped the most passes in football. Talk Did it matter? Won a championship. Do you know why that is? Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes finds ways to elevate everybody on his team, yeah. right? I had a chance to talk to Brett Veach. You talked about Brett Veach. That's my guy, right? The general manager for the Chiefs. And I said, hey, man, after this injury with Rice, are you guys going to go push for wide receiver, right? And he hit me back. He said, no, we can't. He said, you know why? Because the money's not there. He said, also, I believe in the guys I brought in here, though.
Yeah.
The guys that we traded for, the guys that we signed for agency, the guys that we drafted, I believe in them. He said, another thing is, people forget that, yes, I know we got Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, but, yo, on defense, we stingy. Those were the exact words. He said, Shady, we are stingy on defense. So that means we're going to stick with the guys that we already have in the building. We're going to do the same thing we did last year because we did play Josh Allen last year. We beat on him. We did play the Niners, Brock Purdy and that team, superstars and all pros. We beat on them, championship. So my mom always said, hey, look, man, if it's not broken, why fix it?
I really believe what Pat was saying in that sound. Like, he really trusts those guys that he has in the building. I don't think they're going to regret it. And like you were saying, I know Brett Veach well, too. That's not how he operates. Like, traded for Mecole Hardman in mid-October of 2023. Then you go back 2 years ago, Kadarius Toney. Those are middle-of-the-pack players. Those aren't star players like Devontae or Amari. So I think that their defense is carrying them right now. But also, like, look at last year when they won the Super Bowl. Their defense carried them. Now, they're better on offense this year than they were last year. But look at that receiving core. It was Rashee Rice, who was a rookie. We weren't sure how he's going to be now. In my opinion, if he's healthy, he's a bona fide number one for the Chiefs. They had Justin Watson, MVS, Noah Gray, Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, Mecole Hardman, and Richie James. Mm-hmm. That was their receiving core last year, and that was the weakness of their team. And they ended up winning the Super Bowl because when those guys in Patrick Mahomes needed plays, like, you look at a guy like Justin Watson, you watch him on film, nothing stands out about you. But that's, for me, like, one of the core receivers for the Chiefs, because every time Patrick Mahomes needs a play and Travis Kelce is double-teamed, that's who he's going to. He makes this third and 15 play every two games. You're like, who is this guy? Where did he from? But Patrick Mahomes knows exactly where he's going to be when he says he's going to be there. And not only that, you look at the coaching. Patrick Mahomes elevates everyone around him. Well, you know who else elevates him? Andy Reid.
Andy
Reid. Play calling. And so I think that they know what they have there. They like their guys. I wouldn't be surprised if they make a move. I just don't think it's going to be for a star receiver. Yeah.
I can't agree with them, James.
No, you can't. Why?
I can't because...
of course you don't.
The problem is, like, the margin for error y'all are giving the Chiefs is so slim.
Yeah. That's right.
Like, Travis Kelce can't even break a toenail. Y'all do realize that. Like, can't even break a toenail. And Travis Kelce, the Chiefs, maybe they realize it, maybe they don't. He don't ever get hurt. Like, he rarely ever gets hurt. You're down your first receiver. You're down your second receiver. You're down your RB1. Mm-hmm. You're probably down your RB2 because I don't really know how Edwards-Helaire is actually going to come back. I know
Kareem
he's dealing with some personal stuff
Kareem
and whatnot.
Hunt played well.
Kareem Hunt, but Kareem Hunt you acquired off the street. Shout out to Kareem Hunt. He had his first 100-yard game, I think, in over 600 days over the last 10 days. So shout out to what he's doing. But y'all do realize, like, the Chiefs are down four of their top six skill players from the start of the season.
Yeah.
They are the Chiefs. It is Mahomes. It is Andy. But I can just envision. I don't want to, but I can envision in the playoffs Amari Cooper having two touchdowns, advancing.
I can see that.
I can envision Devontae Adams having 117 yards and two tugs, Jets advancing. And what are we going to say on this show? What will we say if the Chiefs, all of a sudden, they struggle? If all of a sudden, Travis Kelce, who is 35, by the way, same age as Rob Gronkowski, just in case for those who are wondering, to put it in context, what if fall short and they didn't have the weapon because they were down four weapons? James, I think they'll regret it.
We're just going to say it's extremely hard to three-peat because nobody's ever done it.
True.
So I think that's what we'll say for the Kansas City Chiefs. No, they won't regret it. And I think we gotta be honest with ourselves. It's hard for us to really envision this because Patrick Mahomes is over there. And Patrick Mahomes is the greatest football player in the world right now. Mm-hmm. They're a defensive football team.
Yeah.
Straight up. We're a defensive football team, but when we got to have it, 1-5 always deliver.
Come on, man.
And it don't matter who's out there, but that's the formula. We might not be beating teams 35-7 or scoring 40 points on offense. We might not do that, all right? We might have to win games 20-17 all year. Defense, y'all do what y'all gonna do. We might not be explosive. All know in the fourth quarter, overtime, wherever it is, if we have to have it, Patty will deliver. Whoever's out there, if Shady was at the running back, if I came off the street, whoever's out there, Patty has shown consistently he can deliver. This is a defensive football team. And I think the Kansas City Chiefs know that. That's why they didn't go out there and get a receiver like Amari Cooper or Devontae Adams to pay him that money, because we're on the defense. We might have to pay some dudes on the defense. They're a defensive football team. The formula is Patty Mahomes. When we have to have a drive, go deliver. But even on offense, you got speed, right? Xavier Word.
Yep.
Andy Reid good with that.
Yep.
You got a guy that can work the middle of the field in Travis Kelce.
Check.
All right, you got another guy that can work the middle of the field and run routes in Juju Smith-Schuster. So they're not extremely bad. And then Kareem Hunt is getting going.
Good.
Kareem Hunt is getting going, and Kareem Hunt can catch out of the backfield. So we're solid on offense, but I think we have to open our eyes and understand this is kind of like the Peyton Manning Broncos when they won the Super Bowl last year. I ain't saying the defense that good, but it's a defensive football team. Make the plays when you have to make the plays on
offense. Well, it was a good testing point for them last year, because last year was the first year they actually had to win with defense, because they were bad on offense. It was Mahomes' worst year overall. They didn't have a true number one receiver. Mahomes at the line of scrimmage really upped his game last year. And what does that mean? It's getting into and out of the right plays, checking protections. I hadn't really seen that at him, because he hadn't needed to.
Oh, he's always...
Yeah, but I'm saying last year he took a step up, and that's what the best player in the world got better last year, and he understood that, hey, punts aren't a bad thing last year, right? Like, they weren't scoring a ton of points. Well, their defense ranks first or second in every major category since 2023. He's realizing there's a different... Now, he's got some weapons this year, better weapons, but he's shown that he can win a Super Bowl playing like that.
No doubt.
And in the first 5 years of his career, he didn't have to play like that.
I just think that Andy Reid, we're underestimating how good he really is. Andy Reid's the greatest of all time, right? And I'll give you examples why. Like, so, Mecole Hardman, right, who's been a speed guy, but he hasn't been playing much.
Yeah.
Guys get injured. What did you see last game? You see him in this screen game. You see him getting reversed. You see all these things. Like, okay, he's finding ways to put other guys in position. Another thing about Andy Reid is he takes his stuff personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love my stories. So one year, me and Deshaun Jackson, right, this is when we were electrifying offense, right?
Yeah.
And we weren't behaving. I'll just say that. We weren't behaving the right way.
Yeah.
Now, Andy Reid don't never cuss.
Y'all what? That's surprising.
Y'all, I mean, we're doing it the right way. So anyway, so we wasn't behaving the right way. Mm-hmm. Andy Reid don't really cuss. That's not his thing. He don't discipline. He don't find. That's not his thing. All about respect.
Yeah.
Okay, we took it too far.
Mm-hmm.
So he sat us both in the room. He said, let me tell y'all something, man. I ain't going to say what we did.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, let me tell y'all something. He said, he don't curse. He said, I will bench y'all asses.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, it's serious now. So now I stood up like, okay, my bad. He said, yo, y'all keep playing around doing this stuff. I can't say what we did. I will bench y'all. He said, I've won more games with less talent.
Yeah.
I did have Terrell Owens. Yeah. And I went to the championship, the Super Bowl, without him.
Without him.
When he said that, I said, okay. Yeah. I said, sorry, coach, man. Give him a hug. but I say that story to let you know that, listen, I take that as a challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't win because we don't got our two top wide receivers? Oh, we can't win because... Travis Kelce ain't the old. Oh, we can't? Cool. I'm going to show y'all.
Yeah, he one of the greatest.
And he is right, though. He said, I went to the Super Bowl without T.O. People forget that.
No.
They went to the Super Bowl without T.O.
Great.
Todd Pinkston. Greg Lewis.
Greg Lewis. And then
G. Lou?
Some trash.
James Trash.
No. But look, real quick. He lets you know, like, look, yo, hey.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me let y'all know something because the Chiefs have won 11 straight games,
but
they've done it by scoring 27 points or
that's
less.
What I'm saying. Oh, okay.
So I know that matters.
What I'm wondering is eventually, right? Mm-hmm. Eventually, at the point in which you got Josh Allen, who is ascending to what looks like to be his prime, Lamar Jackson looks like he's playing the best year of his career, if not his unanimous MVP year, where he had 36 touchdown passes. Eventually, a team is going to be able to score more than 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's eventually, a team, you're right, but eventually a team's going to put up 28 points versus the Chiefs. And what will they do then? Because they haven't scored more than 28, y'all, in 11 games. What will the Chiefs do when Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, who have finally found themselves, put up 35? What will they do?
Yeah.
Josh Allen, James Cook, put up 35. Yeah. What will they do? Well, say it happens. Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams find a way to get busy. Yeah. What Chase Daniel, what James Jones, what viewers at home will they
do? How many degrees you got? Because you smart dude.
Two of them.
Got 2 degrees?
Two of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So all this stuff you saying could happen.
It looks nice.
Because that could happen, right? But has it? Because one thing you do know, though, right? Because you're a smart dude. Mm-hmm. At every business meeting, one of my advisors said, listen, if it's too hard to understand, too complicated, don't do it. So I'm going to ask you this in simple terms. If all this stuff could happen, it's never happened yet, right? But with the Chiefs, it has happened. And they haven't been scoring these points, right? They haven't lost a game since last December?
Yeah.
Since Christmas?
Yeah. Come on, dog.
Come on, dog. So when you say all this, this, and that, it sounds that, Davante Adams and the Bills got Amari Cooper, that's cool, and that could look good. Yeah. But we don't know what that looked like. But you know... Yeah. Mr. Man with all the degrees, what it looks like when the Chiefs win games.
That's nice that you say the last 11 games that they haven't won. What was the stat?
27. They haven't won by scoring more than 27 points.
You know, the last 23 games on defense, they've only allowed 17 points. They haven't even allowed 300 yards on the total. They've allowed 293 yards total the last 23 games. They're a defensive football team,
to
your point.
No doubt. But not only that.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Not only that, okay? Because I think we forget who 1-5 is, too. Let's say it's a shootout.
Who are you taking?
Of course, Pat.
Exactly. Yeah. So the Kansas City Chiefs just know how to win, Acho. And I'm not saying it won't catch. Y'all know we all played in the league. Yeah. It's extremely hard. That's why it's extremely rare what the Kansas City Chiefs are chasing right now. It's extremely hard. So it might catch up with them. But I'm confident in Patrick Mahomes when they don't score 27. And I'm confident in Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs if they got to score 40.
When
they just have shown us that.
When will you?
When somebody beats them.
Nope, that's not what I asked the question.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
When will you care about how it looks? Last year, me and you were arguing to the death with Shady McCoy.
Yep.
To death. Shady, the Eagles don't look good. James are 1-0. Shady, the Eagles don't look good. James are 2-0. Shady, the Eagles don't look good. James are 3-0. Shady, the Eagles don't look good. James are 4-0. Shady, the Eagles don't look good. James are 5-0. Shady, the Eagles don't look good. James are 6-0. Shady, the Eagles don't look good. James are 6-1. Shady, the Eagles don't look good. James are 9-1. Shady, the Eagles don't look good. James are 10-1. Shady, the Eagles don't look good. I was 10-2.
Hold on. Let me go.
The Chiefs offense don't look good.
Yes, that is a really good point, right? And if we had an Eagles topic, I would be telling you the Eagles don't look good. But I said last year, the wide receiver thing ain't getting fixed for the Chiefs. Week one. The wide receiver thing ain't getting fixed for the Chiefs.
Come on,
now. The wide receiver thing ain't getting fixed for all the way to week 8. The wide receiver thing ain't getting fixed for
the
dang Super Bowl.
What happened?
So I can't sit up here and say nothing about the Chiefs until somebody beat them in the playoffs. I don't care about where they kick Patrick Mahomes and them out of the playoffs. I can't say nothing.
Reading Patrick Mahomes, like, come on. There's so many touchdowns we don't watch where it's uncontested. There's no defender there. They just score touchdowns. That's coaching right there. Another thing is, I won't even say his name, but yesterday, did we have a block about the Chiefs yesterday or maybe 2 days ago?
2 days ago.
Anyway, about the Bills or something like that. And one of the coaches on the defensive side was my man, who has a big role over there, was like, hey, you seriously taking the Chiefs over us? I said, bro. I said, y'all ain't beat them when they gave y'all. Yo, I said, you gave them 13 seconds, and they beat you.
Still beat you.
And then we fast-forwarded, and they beat y'all when they won. That's good. I got to take the Chiefs. Y'all and too. I feel like it's disrespectful y'all that y'all not riding with the Chiefs.
No,
you,
really him.
It's disrespectful, dog.
And you ain't got to say who text you that, but... they need to get their mind right.
Yeah.
worried about the Chiefs.
Right now, you got me scared if you walking into the Chiefs game like that.
Yeah.
Okay, who it is?
They need to worry about
the Chiefs. And look, they're on the defensive side.
Hey.
Oh, no.
Well, speaking of disrespectful, there's nothing more disrespectful than getting benched when you're playing good.
I've been there.
I've been there.
Good.
Good.
What up, YouTube family? Welcome to the facility. Thanks for watching, and you better be sure to hit that subscribe button if you want to get more highlights from the show and all of our exclusive content.